KLM chapter 26, Mishnah 9, or shoot tamei midras. If a piece of leather has the status of midras impurity, it's susceptible to midras impurity, or it's already contracted midras impurity, right? Either way, the chishav alav lertsus v'lesandalim, and now he's going to take that piece of leather and he wants to cut it up and he wants to make leather sandals, for example, or straps. You know, he wants to make it into something else. Now remember, intention alone can't remove impurity. You've actually got to do a physical action to remove impurity. Remember we said that a few Mishnahs ago. Kamish and Nasan bo Esa Ismail, the minute he puts the knife into it and starts cutting it, Tarho Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, that's enough of a change that it's now going to lose its status of impurity. The Chachamim Omrim, the rabbis say, no, just putting a knife into it, that's not enough work yet. You've got to do more of a physical change. And what's that? He's actually got to cut it up into pieces of less than 5 tvachim, and only then, that's enough work that it loses its impurity or its ability to contract impurity. Slightly different case. Rebbe Elazar bar Tzadok Omer, also if he makes like a napkin from a hide, he's got a big leather hide and he's going to cut it up into smaller pieces, tmeya, it's still susceptible to impurity. That's not enough of a change. Just taking a big piece of leather and cutting it up into smaller pieces, that's not enough of a change, says Rebbe Elazar bar Rebbe Tzadok, and it's still either impure or susceptible to impurity. Umina keses, but if he cuts up a mattress into smaller leather pieces, tahira. So that is enough of a change now, because the pieces of those small pieces of leather are very different from a mattress, and the mattress casing's hollow, and the small leather pieces are just flat leather pieces, and therefore that is now pure. This is Rebbe Elazar bar Rebbe Tzadok.